certain factors contribute to making teaching evaluations unfair. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Corey Codel, associate professor of public policy and economics at the University of Missouri, describes a more proportional approach to teacher evaluations.
Evaluating schools and teachers based on their performance is a topic addressed regularly by voters and policymakers around the country. One of the biggest criticisms of proposed evaluations is that schools and teachers in less wealthy areas with fewer resources will be unfairly evaluated in comparison to those with access to more resources. By leveling the playing field among schools and teachers in different circumstances, we can mitigate this concern. We have identified a plan to evaluate schools and teachers conditional on the contexts in which they work using proportional evaluations. Standard statistical tools can be used to construct proportional evaluations along any measured dimension of student disadvantage. For example, we can use commonly available data on students' poverty status across teachers in such a way that teachers in high poverty and low poverty schools are no more or less likely to be identified as effective. The benefits of proportional evaluations lie in their ability to produce equally circumstance comparisons across schools and teachers. Our research examines three broad types of evaluation plans that are being considered in states and school districts across the country and concludes that a proportional plan will be the most effective and equitable. Proportional evaluations best satisfy three critical policy objectives that we identify as being associated with the use of school and teacher evaluations. First is to provide performance signals that are useful for improving instruction and can promote efficient educator-educator learning. Second is to elicit optimal effort from teachers and other personnel. Third is to avoid exacerbating the well-documented inequities between high-poverty and low-poverty schools in terms of their ability to recruit teachers. Proportional evaluations satisfy this latter objective by ensuring that teachers who work in less favorable schooling environments will not receive systematically lower ratings. Evaluating schools and teachers is a challenging endeavor, but hopefully our research will lead to the development of fairer and more effective appraisals.
That was Corey Codel of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.